I'd like you to settle yourself down and begin to relax all the muscles in your head. That's right, get yourself into a nice comfortable position and begin to relax all the muscles in your head. Your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth and jaw. Just relaxing all of those muscles in and around your head. And while you're thinking about relaxing the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and in your shoulders. That's right, relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and begin to realize how your head, neck, shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing those arms all the way down to the fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing those arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and your stomach is becoming. Allow your chest and stomach to relax, to just let go, to breathe out any tension that might be in those areas. While your arms are relaxing, your head, neck and shoulders, feeling very relaxed. While you're allowing those arms to become free from stress, letting go of that tension, think about removing more tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation moving downwards. And with every breath you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more as it travels down through your chest, past your stomach, down through the hips, through the thighs, all the way down through the legs, all the way out of the tips of your toes. As you naturally relax more and more, you can imagine that relaxation once again moving downwards, starting at the very top of your head, and constantly flowing downwards through your head, through your neck, down through your back, down through the hips. And while you feel the relaxation flowing down through the hips, you realize even more how the stress and the tension and the pressure and the worry are just simply flowing, moving out down through the legs, through the feet, right out of the tips of your toes, just relaxed. Completely at ease. And in this relaxed state, your inner mind now feels completely opened. Your inner mind can now accept all the beneficial suggestions that you hear. And even though your conscious critical mind may drift through many different thoughts, and that's fine, your subconscious, the deep down part, becomes keenly alert to absorb positive suggestions. Because in the past, you may have been influenced by situations, people, places, perhaps being surrounded by negative remarks or feelings, or even the negative actions of people in life. But we don't have to revisit specific times or moments that may have once affected you in the past, because your subconscious mind now feels ready to accept new beliefs about yourself, your abilities, even the world around you. Because it's now time for you to let go of fear-based emotions, such as anger or blame or jealousy. Fear is just anger turned inwards. And that part of life where deep inside you may feel anger or frustration or shame or embarrassment over past mistakes, that part of life is over. So you no longer feel the need to blame yourself in any way for things that may have happened in the past. You can now detach yourself from those negative emotions and feelings and situations. From now on, you can focus on the positive aspects of life. Within all situations, within every opportunity, you now allow yourself to experience awareness and joy and intrigue as you begin to reap the benefits of a positive outlook. Your body is now calm, relaxed, your mind focused, as you begin to enjoy that peaceful experience. Your self-esteem is increasing, and you're beginning to enjoy this newfound outlook. This newfound outlook brings with it confidence. And you can now focus on the task at hand and feel good about yourself at the same time, being enthusiastic about new life, new situations, new opportunities, looking forward to future experiences. And any challenge that may present itself is now an opportunity for growth. Any problem, any challenge that may present itself to you, it's now an opportunity for growth. And you can look forward to this growth as well as any other opportunity. Because you see yourself as a responsible, important person, quite within your own right to feel self-assured. No longer the need to worry about situations that you simply cannot control, because that's a waste of time. Instead, you can feel relaxed, enjoying your ability to focus on the task at hand, feeling alert and aware and in control of your thoughts and feelings. You now enjoy feeling secure, being a determined, focused person, creating your own opportunities. Confident, secure, calm and focused, and determined, appreciating all aspects of yourself. Because in the past, you may have often found yourself expecting the worst to happen. Doubtful of other people's thoughts, what they were thinking about you, making you feel doubtful about your own abilities. Negative. The term a half-empty glass may have best portrayed your attitude towards life or towards certain challenges. Whereas you know that people who look on the bright side, their glass would be half full. But notice how I said in the past. That's because that old way, that old unempowered way of thinking, no longer applies to you. The very fact that you're listening to me now confirms that your outlook is changing. You're ready to accept what is rightfully yours. A happier, more relaxed, more positive frame of mind. You have made up your mind that from now on, your thoughts will be positive. You've made up your mind. Yes, you have decided. And that decision has been yours alone. You know that when things go wrong, we can't change other people. unless of course they want to be changed, but you also know that what you can do, what you can and will do, is to change yourself, to change your way of thinking and feeling and reacting. And these changes are already taking place at a much, much deeper level of mind. That is, within your subconscious mind. The part of you that governs your thought processes and all the automatic actions and reactions that have developed as part of your personality since the moment you were born. Now, another thing you're aware of is that there will be times when positive thinking alone doesn't seem to pay off. I'll give you an example. If you were to approach a challenge to do something you are not skilled in, you won't suddenly become a champion overnight. But because you're approaching these challenges, those skills will build up. Those skills will grow, get stronger, and you'll find yourself before long able to do so much more than you ever gave yourself credit for in the past. And as an extra bonus, you'll find that self-confidence and your sense of self-worth increasing day by day. No longer do little setbacks eat away at your own belief, for when you set your mind to succeed, more often than not, you will. And if you were formerly plagued by worries and fears of things that were outside of your control, perhaps even not realistic, you will find those worries and fears now ebb away. The worry and fears are allowed to flow away as your own confidence flows in. You're now thinking positive thoughts and expecting the best outcome. And you can do this automatically because you can expect the best outcome to happen. And as you expect that to happen, 8 or 9 times out of 10, it will. Because fear is a completely subjective thing. It can't be seen, it can't be touched, it has no smell, nor does it have a taste. So if it can't be seen or touched, then it's not physical. Obviously, it exists only in your mind. And if you're afraid of confrontation or presenting in front of other people, no one else around you realizes that you feel that fear. It's something they cannot see, so they can't be aware of it. And because of this, the only one that's affected by that fear is you. Releasing this internal fear from the past will help you to progress in many, many ways. By not holding on to that fear, your mind can remain clearer to help you in dealing with challenges much more easily. A calm, level-headed mind is what's required to remain in control of any sort of confrontation, interaction, connection, presentation, any challenge. There are 2 simple techniques that can be used to release fear. Many times people tend to over-exaggerate their situation, to become afraid of all the things that may go wrong. And this can cause you to spiral downwards, exaggerating more and more. And the solution to this would be to think of the situation that you might be afraid of and to work through it in your mind. What are several or more of the possible outcomes of this particular challenge? Think about what could happen. Think about how it could go right. the best outcome. Oftentimes, by working through the situation mentally, you'll find that the possible outcomes are not nearly as severe as you'd initially thought, thereby relieving the build-up fear. And another way of releasing fear is by changing its very nature. Fear, as we know, is subjective. What's fearful to you might not be fearful to me. So by changing it to becoming objective, you've changed its nature, and thereby changed what it is. It no longer is fear, therefore it no longer exists. Here's how to change a subjective fear to objective. In order to deal with the criticism you may fear behind presentations, or speaking, or what other people might think, in order to deal with any criticism, it's important to understand exactly what it is. Criticism's always judgment-based. In order to be criticized, someone else has to have decided to make a judgment call over you. It's their interpretation or observation of how they feel you should be or should do something. Now, most people deal with any level of criticism at an emotional level, and therefore we become uncomfortable at handling negative feedback, which may lead us to feel upset or negative-minded, perhaps even leading to a panic feeling. But you no longer feel the need to do that, because you can now look towards criticism totally differently. From this moment on, you gather that feedback. You take it for exactly what it is, a judgment call from someone else on how they feel you should be. It's an opinion. So you no longer take criticism emotionally. Instead, you gather it as positive feedback that may at some point even be helpful to your own progress. Imagine watching a child first learning to ride a bike. You would give them positive feedback on how to ride it better, even if they kept wobbling, even if they fell off. You would give them positive feedback, helpful tips from your own experience to help them, designed to help them get better themselves. Therefore, your criticism, your positive feedback, can be a welcome, helpful thing. Fear is driven by emotion. It's what you feel, rather than by thoughts. It's often not the thoughts that cause you to react, but rather the way you feel deep inside. Fear can't be seen by anyone else. You can't show it to anyone. You can't buy it or sell it. It exists in your head. And a fear of rejection comes usually from the past. It can often be traced to a time when you may have been rejected by someone else. Past memories, past experiences account for 90% of any decisions we make. Only around 10% of a decision comes from the actual situation itself. The majority of any decision is often derived from past experiences, past memories which are telling you the best way to do something in the past. If you want to improve, you let the fear of rejection go. Let it go like a bad memory. And you can do it. And the way you're going to do it right now is by simply letting it go. Letting it go right now. Leave any rejection in the past. It's behind you. And you want to move forward. Where you're going is so much more important than when you've been. Let it go. because your life is an open book. An open book that you are continually writing on each page. Imagine a book in front of you now. This is the book of your life. Imagine that book in front of you now, this very moment. You're looking at the book. And you can see that all the pages ahead are blank. And you can write whatever you want on them. Fill them with whatever you want because you're in control of your life. You are in control, not your past memories, not those past chapters. They're on the pages that have already been written. You read and experience that already. It's time for you to write something new. It's time to write those new chapters about letting go of the past, moving on, feeling different, acting different, about giving yourself the gift of health, of release, as you focus on positive, joyful thoughts, the best outcomes, feeling calm and more in control, expecting the best outcome in all you do, accepting others just as they accept you. Because this is a new page in your life, a new chapter, a new story. Make it a good one. I want you to allow these following words to sink deep into your mind, your feeling mind. Listen to these words, hear these words, as if they're being said by you to yourself. I believe that I can be anything. Anything I want to be. So now I'm choosing to become an effective speaker. A public speaker. In presentations. In workshops. In meetings. In conversations. Even in personal interactions. Because I know I have valuable information to share. Important opinions and thoughts. And people want to, and often need, to hear my information. So it's my duty to share these thoughts and opinions and information with the others. In the past, my fear has prevented me from expressing myself openly and clearly. I may have been unable to communicate easily, but that was in the past. I now realize that the fear I experienced in the past was simply adrenaline. My body's natural energy source, made available for me to use, to control, at the right time. But my adrenaline, this energy, it felt like fear. But it was simply energy. A boost of energy needed to enhance my own performance in whichever way I chose to excel. I now realize this, and I now use this energy feeling to accomplish all the goals I set for myself. Controlling and guiding this energy keeps me focused, keeps me on track, clear-headed, fearless, because I'm able to calmly and effectively use this energy to deliver information I wish to communicate. And the satisfaction I get from this creates the feeling of confidence and vitality, which becomes infectious to my audience. They sense my enthusiasm and the clear and often interesting way that I can present my information makes it an enjoyable experience for them. As I breathe deeply and fully, I realize that any anxiety I may have been feeling can be now easily and quickly transformed into excitement. It's the same energy, excitement, allowing me to easily organize and refocus my thoughts so that my information becomes clear and understandable and free-flowing. I can speak effortlessly, effectively, easily, because I'm confident in my own skills and my ability to get my point across. Because I'm well prepared. I'm knowledgeable of the subject matter. That's why I'm in the position that I'm in. And I'm providing valuable information that my audience can use. I enjoy sharing my gifts with them. I enjoy helping others to learn and to grow. So I'm now thankful to any audience in front of me. Thankful to have an audience to give me this experience. And when I've spoken, connected, presented, their nods of approval, their positive comments demonstrate to me how well that I've done. And even if their comments or questions may be difficult to answer, or even accept, this gives me a challenge. It gives me the challenge to find the truth, to dig a little deeper into any comment, question, form of feedback, or indeed any situation, to dig a little deeper to find a solution for myself, to find the solution for others concerned. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to be brought to my attention so that I can share my knowledge and expertise. So now and for the next few moments, you can allow yourself to continue to relax even more deeply as your subconscious mind processes the information, absorbs the suggestion, and continues the amazing work that it's already started for you, working now to reach an even deeper understanding. And whenever your subconscious mind is finished with what it needs to do at this time, it will find its own way of letting you know. And in your own time and at your own pace, and only when your subconscious mind is ready for you to do so, can you begin to drift back quietly and easily from wherever it is that you've been, reorienting yourself to this time, this place, and becoming a little more aware of feeling very refreshed, feeling alert, feeling comfortable, and with a very deep sense of having accomplished something of tremendous importance, which continues just for you. And when your subconscious mind is ready for you, you can simply open your eyes